Welcome back. Final go around here. Weekend kickoff. ESPN Radio 1100, 100.9 FM. Brought to you each and every week by Vegas Discount Nutrition. Big T Terrence, he has got things rolling here. Thanks to him and everybody over at Vegas Discount Nutrition's for hooking up the show every week. I'm Ballpark Frank along with Phil Devine, Armando Vasquez. And guys, we got a little bit of time left here. And I know we want to get to some UFC stuff, but also somebody who's stepping away from the game.
Yeah, you know, this was a big week we talked about earlier, obviously, in sports. Lots going on. A lot of people who may be UFC fans, it might have slid under the radar there a little bit. But Joe Silva, the longtime UFC matchmaker, probably one of the more responsible guys for turning this into a sport, is retiring, stepping away. And there was a lot of people that expected this to happen with the UFC sale. And, Frank, we had talked a couple of weeks ago about when the UFC sale went through, how, you know, who from the Zuffa regime will be sticking around under the new owners.
Right.
And we had Dana and a few of the other people sticking around. We see Joe Rogan already. He is sticking around but is going to see a major decrease in his on-air time. He will not be doing all of the pay-per-views or all the events that he used to do. I think Brian Stann is taking over for him on the Fox cards. But Joe Silva has been there since the beginning. Joe Silva actually won a contest held by Campbell McCarron, Bob Myrowitz, the original owners and founders of the UFC. SEG was the company. And he won a contest at UFC 3, the super fan contest. And he would just constantly write Campbell McCarron letters and just give him notes on, hey, you know what I think would make this better? If you had this guy and this guy do this, maybe not match up different weight classes, maybe put them in the same weights. And you know, that all it changed with the unified rules, and Larry Hazard and the New Jersey Boxing Commission were a big part of that. But actually turning this into a sport and not a spectacle, Joe Silva had a lot to do with that.
And one of the guys, too, that unlike boxing, and I know we all love boxing here, you guys maybe even a little bit more than me. I know Terrence is a huge boxing fan. But unlike boxing, he understood the importance of the undercard and promoting it and making sure that those matches were something that people would want to see. So you didn't just see a, okay, 5-second knockout. Yeah, that's fun, but not every time. Let's get some competitive guys in here. They might not be all championship caliber, but they're going to put on a hell of a show.
Yeah, absolutely. And hey, speaking of being able to call matches, Frank, pat you on the back there. Last week, I mean, we called it exactly what was going to happen with Carlos.
Maybe Condit. A little quicker than we thought, but definitely said it was not a good matchup whatsoever.
Yeah, and Heidi Fang was in here, and she dropped that one line I thought was pretty funny, that Carlos Condit would be wearing a Damian Maya backpack all night. And he wore it, but it was a quick night. It definitely
yeah.
was.
Yeah, Maya looked really good again, but it was... And I was actually, I'm actually kicking myself for not going to a book and flying out as soon as we finish the show and putting down some decent money or something. I should have gone to the ATM is what I should have done, because I'm looking at it going, okay, it's about a pick 'em, but kind of it's actually a little bit of a favorite here. I mean, I think I had like 40 bucks on me when I went out after the show, and I put that on it. So, but 40 when I should have been making a lot more than that, because it was like, I mean, they were giving away money and I was too dumb to take it.
Well, if you want, you can head down to the sports book after this, because we do have some fights today.
Yes.
We actually do have a couple of fights going on. Now, if you don't have the UFC Fight Pass, unfortunately, you will not be able to see the event. This is a UFC Fight Pass exclusive event. It takes place in Germany, and you got a really good main event of Andre Arlovsky against Josh Barnett.
The War Master.
I mean, these are two guys that, I mean, they've been around this sport for a really long time. Andre Arlovsky, I think, made his debut in 99. Josh Barnett might have been about a year or two before that. They've been fighting for a really long time. Hell, Josh Barnett won the UFC Heavyweight Championship at what, like UFC 20-something? Or actually earlier than that, because he had to vacate the belt. But this is a guy who, you know, he's been around the world and he's had his ups and downs.
He was a superstar in Pride.
An absolute monster in Pride. And, you know, he had some of those great matchups with, Mirko Krokop, Nogueira. He's been in there with some of the best. And it's not been really good for him. He had a rough match. His last fight, he actually got submitted. First time he's been submitted due to, you know, and that was... It was a big shocker. No one expected Ben Rothwell to go in there and submit
this guy with a pedigree. Stint in UFC hasn't been his. It hasn't gone his way.
It has not gone his way, and in fact, he's only fought I think 3 fights since being in the UFC. This will be his 4th, and they're not giving him an easy opponent Andrei Arlovsky, who is another guy that needs to have a big turnaround right now. Arlovsky, in his 2nd stint in the UFC, he was a former UFC champion as well. Everyone remembers the Tim Sylvia, the wars that they had between the two of them. And then after he was cut from the UFC, he went on this downward spiral. He lost 4 or 5 in a row, got knocked out violently in a lot of them. But when he came back after that Anthony Johnson fight he had in the World Series of Fighting, and I mean, we saw last 2 weeks ago what Anthony Johnson has the capable power, the hands that he has, and what he can do to you with what he did to Glover Teixeira. If Anthony Johnson wasn't able to knock out Andrei Arlovsky, that's when we knew, okay, you know what? Arlovsky, maybe his chin isn't so fragile. Maybe he was going through some things, and he came back, and he did really, really well. He looked good coming back.
Oh, yes.
And then he now...
His war that we were at against Travis Brown. That was a great fight.
It was a first-round knockout, but it was the most entertaining 3 minutes of fighting I've ever seen with heavyweights. It was a blast to see. He, of course, this year, as of 2016, he's hit a bit of a skid too. Knocked out by now current champion, Stipe Miocic, who fighting next weekend. That's going to be a blast. Can't wait to start talking about Stipe.
Cleveland's first champion.
And that was great when he said that. Cleveland, we've got a champ. Not a lot of people in Cleveland cared, but they should.
They definitely should.
Because Stipe is a monster. And he
paved the way.
And then Arlovsky lost also to Stipe's opponent next week, and that's Alistair Overeem.
Yeah.
Armando, this is a fight of two guys that have been to the top of the ladder, top of the mountain, and they've been on the bottom of the mountain. How do you see this one going?
I'm not convinced about Josh Barnett at all. I think he likes being an announcer, a wrestling announcer, doing his shtick on TV. I don't know if he's really that prepared to get in there, because I think Orlovsky's going to come out and test his chin. I mean, because we saw Travis knock him out with elbows.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, maybe his chin is finally given way. I mean, it happens. I guess you get older and it's like... You don't want to do it anymore, I guess.
Yeah, once the lights have been switched off, it's a lot easier to find that switch.
I don't see what he... I mean, he's fun to listen to. He's fun to watch, but I don't know if he has anything left. I really don't think so.
I'm in agreement with you on that.
The other thing that I was going to say, too, is like we always talk about when you get knocked out, you can be different. When you've never been submitted and you just got a submission loss, who knows where his head's at?
No.
Who knows where mentally he is right now?
And not only with the loss, but exactly with what Armando said with his announcing. I don't know how many people realize this, but on Access TV, Josh Barnett does some New Japan Pro Wrestling. He does the announcing for that. That's what he does. Josh Barnett's a pro wrestler from Japan, and that's always been his thing. He's a fighter, but he's a wrestler at heart.
And I know I've seen him at some of the UFC fan expos, and he's been doing the other wrestling things in the offshoot. And I think we talked to him years ago.
We did.
And Josh Barnett is super knowledgeable about not just MMA and wrestling. I mean, any contact sport in that. I mean, he does know his stuff very well. And you know what? You might not make quite as much money as an announcer as you do in there when you're getting the big money fights in that. I don't know how many more big money fights he has. And I know he's not going to get knocked out or submitted sitting in the chair, so why wouldn't you put on the headset and take off the tights?
And unfortunately, with that Reebok deal, do we really know what a lot of the guys are getting these days? No. They're not getting the money they should get. One guy I am excited to see, and I don't want to delve away too much from pro wrestling because I do have to ask you a question. Frank, please allow it. I feel like he's a judge. Frank, man.
You have about 2.5 minutes.
Alexander Gustafsson coming back. Very excited about this.
I want to see where his head's at.
And that what I like about this is who they've given him. Jan Błachowicz. Błachowicz is a good fighter. He's an elite fighter? No.
No.
He's not on the level of Alexander Gustafsson. And if you look at Alexander Gustafsson, a guy who had such a stellar record, but in the last 3 fights, he's lost all 3 of them. But look who the opponents were. Got knocked out by Anthony Johnson, he got, and he was in the two of the greatest wars we have ever seen in the UFC cage, one with John Jones, which a lot of people thought he won that fight, and then one with Daniel Cormier.
Exactly.
A lot of people thought he won that fight. So I hope everyone goes out there. If you don't have Fight Pass, you can come out. No, you can't come over to my house to watch it. But seriously, try to find a way to watch it. It's going to be
Ryan
good.
Bader's fight, too.
Ryan Bader and Lear Latifi.
It's going to be a war.
Going to be a lot of fun. Definitely this afternoon. Starts at 12 noon here on the Pacific Coast. But next week, we talked about Stipe and Alexander and Alistair Overeem happening next week. Next week, former pro wrestler CM Punk makes his debut in the UFC, something that I honestly, on the day they signed him, I said he would never fight. It would never happen. I haven't been proven you wrong yet because he still has to make that walk down to the cage and has to lock the door behind him. But
and plus, he's got to make weight.
And what do you think? And I don't know if you heard, he's over 200 pounds already. He's supposed to make 185 within a week. It might be a little tough for him, but
just might.
Are you excited at all to see CM Punk step into the cage?
Not one bit.
As a wrestling fan,
fan, I'm not. I don't really care if he fights or if he does. If he fights and he wins, okay, fine. Yay, clap, you know, golf clap. Let's move on to the next one. I don't understand why he's getting so much pub right now. Why they gave them, these guys, their own conference call is beyond me. Why?
You have a guy who has a 0-0 record going against a guy with a 1-0 record. And
gave him a conference call.
Because of the name. And it's all about the name.
And they're trying to get their crossover wrestling crowd. And they signed him to the contract. And now it's time to put up or shut up.
And if you've seen
the videos, I'm like, okay.
That's the kicker.
Well, he's gotten destroyed in all of the smokers and everything that I've heard from what I've heard.
But if you watch the videos that Fox is doing, this leading up to CM Punk.
Supposedly he was hurt during that time.
His style, I mean, just it's so elementary, and he does not protect his chin whatsoever.
Well, let's be honest. It's his first fight. I mean, he doesn't know. I mean, there's no way he can learn the things that he needs to for his first fight in 1 year. It's impossible.
We'll find out next week.
Yeah. Well, I know we are out of time here. I will just leave it on this. When they asked him if he's embarrassed or nervous about it, he brought back that match when he fought Dean Ambrose in the WWE in 2013 on national television. He said he literally crapped his pants during the match. So after you've done that, what is there to be nervous or embarrassed about?
Well said, Frank. Well
so,
said.
I mean, you know, at least he can laugh at himself, and he's still got AJ in the corner for him.
Oh,
so.
He does, yes.
All right, so all right, that is going to wrap it up for us. Enjoy the opening weekend of college football, maybe the greatest opening weekend ever with all the ranked teams going at it. For Phil Devine, for Armando Vasquez, I'm Ballpark Frank, and of course for Big T Terrence. Enjoy your Labor Day weekend. We'll talk to you next Saturday morning. Weekend kickoff, ESPN Radio 1100, 100.9 FM. See you. We're out.